The following message is from Call to Worship, a one-hour program that includes beautiful music as a vehicle of worship, along with inspirational comments. This podcast is the devotional portion of the radio broadcast. Here with our message is host and producer of Call to Worship, Gary Roby.
Heaven is a long hello. There is a Billy Sprague song that refers to how many times we say goodbyes here on earth compared to saying hello forever in heaven. Most of us remember times when we have had to say goodbye to friends and relatives. We do that almost daily when we leave somewhere. And then there are the sad realities of saying goodbye to the loved ones as their death is imminent or at a memorial service. Well, be encouraged. Heaven will be a very long hello. The perspective that we have on heaven changes for many of us as we get older. I remember some of my thoughts of heaven when I was an adolescent, as some of my relatives got very old and died. My parents and people around me would try to comfort me by saying, "Well, they're in heaven." They would add thoughts like, "They are happy there and will never get sick," and that they are with our relatives who have died before. We drove across country to attend the funeral for my Uncle Clarence. The service was open casket. Well, that gave my young mind a lot to process. As a high schooler, my perspective of heaven was that people would go there when they get really old. I would be going there, but not until many years had passed. I made a lot of plans for my life, but the reality of heaven wasn't really on my radar. I led a fairly sheltered life, so I didn't attend many funerals and don't really remember any of my age actually dying. Well, in Bible college, I learned a lot more details about heaven from a scriptural perspective. Then getting married, we talked a little about our preferences just in case one of us died. Well, later in life, as we were blessed with children, my wife and I went through the process of setting up a will and trust and making burial arrangements. Dying was still down the road. Now, as my mother has passed away a decade ago, and I've been the primary caregiver for my 93-year-old father who lives with us, the reality of heaven being imminent for him is a constant reminder. And from Dad's perspective, he occasionally comments about missing Mom, his wife, and is comforted by the fact that he will see her again. And he's absolutely certain of his relationship with Jesus Christ and knows he will be in heaven. Most nights before bed, he'll tell me, "I'll see you in the morning, son, Lord willing." Whatever your age, I pray that you've done business with God, believing in Christ as God, accepting Him as your Savior, and that you know beyond any doubt that by His amazing grace, you will be in His presence, in heaven, when your body dies. To be absent from this body, you will be present with the Lord. Well, heaven, there's no more dying there. Isaiah 25, "He will swallow up death in victory, and the Lord God will wipe away tears from off all faces, and the rebuke of His people shall He take away from off all the earth. For the Lord hath spoken it. And it shall be said in that day, Lo, this is our God. We have waited for Him, and He will save us. This is the Lord. We've waited for Him. We will be glad and rejoice in His salvation." 1 Corinthians 15, "Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed." Our future is where God is. Isaiah 64, "For since the beginning of the world, men have not heard, nor perceived by the ear, neither hath the eye seen, O God, beside thee, what He hath prepared for him that waiteth for Him." Jesus Christ told His disciples in John 14, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in Me. In My Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto Myself, that where I am, there you may be also." And finally, Philippians 1st chapter, "For I fully expect and hope that I will never be ashamed, but that I will continue to be bold for Christ as I have been in the past. And I trust that my life will bring honor to Christ, whether I live or die. For to me, living means living for Christ, and dying is even better." Focus on Jesus Christ every moment of every day. Live for Jesus. That's what matters.
The Call to Worship program is a listener-supported ministry heard weekly on local Christian radio stations since its first broadcast in 1989. This ministry centers around God's Word, spoken and in song. To hear the entire program, visit us online at calltoworship.us.